Hi, welcome to Key Point Review Unit 6. This is for our national exam. I'm Shauna Hansen, and I'm looking forward to our next 10 minutes together. I'm hoping we can get this done in 10 minutes or less. Title is the right to or ownership of land, can also be evidence of that ownership. Voluntary alienation is the transfer of title to real estate by gift or sale during one's life using some form of deed. To create a valid deed, a grantor is a person who transfers title, must be of legal age, 18 in mass, and legally competent to execute or sign a deed. A deed that has been executed by a minor is voidable. To create a valid deed, a grantee must be identifiable with sufficient certainty their legal name. A voidable contract is a contract that seems to be valid on the surface but may be rejected or disaffirmed by one or both of the parties. Consideration is payment of some form must be stated on the deed to record a deed. Granting clause. Words of conveyance must be used in a deed. Habendum clause, has to hold, defines the ownership interest taken by the grantee. Legal description is an accurate legal description of the property conveyed, and it is essential. You must put the address of the property and the book and page of the deed. Exceptions or reservations to the full transfer of all of the rights of ownership must be noted. And the signature of the grantor or grantors must be acknowledged by a notary public or other official authorized by the state in which the property is located. Delivery and acceptance. There must be a delivery of the deed and its acceptance by the grantee. The types of deeds. General warranty deed, special warranty deed, bargain and sale deed, quitclaim deed, deed of trust, and a reconveyance deed. General warranty deed provides the greatest protection to the grantee. A general warranty deed includes the covenant of seisin, covenant against encumbrances, covenant of further assurances, covenant of quiet enjoyment, and covenant of warranty forever. The covenant of seisin. The grantor warrants they own the property and has the legal right to convey it. Sounds like seisin, seisin. Covenant against encumbrances. That the grantor warrants that the property is free of liens or encumbrances, except as specifically stated in the deed. Covenant of further assurances. The grantor promises to deliver any document necessary to make the title good. Covenant of quiet enjoyment. The grantee will have quiet possession of the property and will not be disturbed because the grantor had a defective title. Covenant of warranty forever. The guarantee that the title will always be good and that the grantor will compensate the grantee if it is later found that the title is defective. And here's a refresher. Covenant is a written agreement between two or more parties in which a party or parties pledge to perform or not perform specified acts with regard to property, usually found in such real estate documents as deeds, mortgages, leases, and contracts for deed. Special warranty deed includes the warranties that the grantor received title and that the property was not encumbered during the time the grantor held title, except as otherwise noted, so that this means with clear title. Bargain and sale deed implies that the grantor holds title and possession of the property, but there are no express warranties against encumbrances. For example, this could be used in a foreclosure. Quitclaim deed provides the least protection of any deed as it carries no covenants or warranties and conveys only whatever interest the grant may have when the deed is delivered. Think about this as this is what I got and this is what I'm giving up. A deed of trust. A trustor conveys real estate to a trustee for the benefit of a beneficiary. A reconveyance deed is used by the trustee to return the title to the trustor, but a trustee's deed conveys the property to someone other than the trustor. There may also be a deed executed pursuant to a court order. Transfer tax stamps may be required to record a deed. Seller pays at closing. In Massachusetts, it's $4.56 per $1,000 of the sales price. Involuntary alienation or transfer of title to property is usually by operation of law. Using the government's power of eminent domain, property can be taken for a public purpose with just compensation paid to the owner. Let's try that one again. Using the government's power of eminent domain, property can be taken for a public purpose with just compensation paid to the owner. We'll get it. Foreclosure is a legal process that allows lenders to recover the amount owed on a defaulted loan by taking ownership of and selling the mortgaged property. Escheat is the process, and in the process called escheat, property is taken by the state when no heirs of the deceased can be found. So escheat, in the process called escheat, property is taken by the state when no heirs of the deceased can be found. Escheat. Adverse possession. Property can be acquired by adverse possession when someone who is not the lawful owner takes exclusive possession of the property for the length of time specified by state law in a way that is O-N-C-H-A. This stands for open, notorious, continuous, 20 years in Mass, hostile, and adverse to the interest of the true owner. Transfer of title by will occurs when someone dies testate, leaving a valid will prepared as required by state law. Codicil, a will takes effect only after death and can be changed by codicil or revoked while the testator is still alive. Testator, a person who has made a valid will. A woman may be referred to as a testatrix, although testator can be used for either a man or a woman. I think there might be an R in there, testatrix. Devise, a gift of real property by will to the devisee. A bequest of legacy is a gift of personal property. So the devise is a gift of real property, and the bequest of legacy is personal property. Filed with the court and probated. To pass title to property on death, a will must be filed with the court and probated. Inheritance right of surviving spouse. Wills cannot supersede state laws protecting inheritance rights of a surviving spouse, dower or courtesy, or benefits granted by homestead laws. The statute of descent and distribution allows probate or transfer of a title when a person dies in testate without a valid will, the laws of the state where real property is located govern the property distribution, and an administrator would be appointed. We did it at just 10 minutes, a little over. I want to say, keep up your hard work. Thanks for taking every minute you can to study. It's totally worth it for you. It's all going to build up. We are unstoppable. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you'll land in the stars. Have a great week, and I look forward to seeing you in class.